This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
If you had to grade the Postal Service right now on how reliable they are, how efficient they are, do they deliver your packages, your mail on time, what kind of a grade do you think most people, or what kind of a grade would you give them?
To grade them for what?
Service overall. Do they get your packages? Does the mail you send out get there on time?
I am disappointed. I would give them a C these days. I mailed a simple birthday card on Monday to a friend in Ohio, and I don't have any confidence it's going to get there by Saturday for his birthday. I'll just tell you that I've lost confidence in their ability to deliver things on time. So
I have too.
C maybe.
Funny, because I Googled it and it said most people would probably rate them a C.
Huh.
I've done, as a reporter, I covered so many issues with USPS and, you know, people just not getting things on time. And they always have their reasons why that is the way that it is. And I just ordered something from Walmart the other day, and I noticed that they now go through FedEx. I think about it. Amazon does its own delivery because they're all about the two-day delivery. A lot of these bigger companies, I think, are doing their own thing, and they're not going through USPS. They're going through FedEx, or they're going through UPS, or they have their own system set up.
I just, other than having to occasionally mail a bill, most of our bills are paid electronically now. Most of the mail I get in my mailbox is junk or a bill of some sort that I have to then pay electronically. I can't remember the last time I went to the post office, except maybe to buy stamps. And I think back about it, there was a time in this country when with a great deal of confidence, you could mail a letter from New York City, understanding that at some point when it got to a certain point west, it was going to be loaded into the saddlebags of somebody on a horse who was going to have to get on the horse and ride 100 miles to the next town to get it delivered. And I felt you had a better opportunity for success with that system than the one we have now. That's sad.
That is very sad.
You should have more confidence in the U.S. Postal Service.
So you're giving the Postal Service a C mark. Well, the Postmaster himself, this is Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, he gives the Postal Service an A. And there was a really kind of intense congressional hearing. This is with the House Oversight Committee, where he was brought there to talk about the performance of USPS.
Yes.
And he had, like I said, given himself an A for his tenure. And one of the congressmen from Georgia, Rich McCormick, he was not happy with the fact that the postmaster thinks that he has earned an A grade. Listen to part of this exchange.
You, sir, do not get an A grade. You cannot give yourself that grade.
I just did.
You can't. You can't grade your own paper, sir. I've been to medical school. I got my MBA. You can't. I'm sorry. You are graded by the United States people, and they don't use your service anymore. You bankrupt.
That is not true.
You bankrupt this through your reputation only. Through your reputation, you are responsible for the fall of the Postal Service and the lack of accountability.
Congress is responsible for the fall of the Postal Service.
So it's Congress.
I am trying to fix
on your watch,
Postal Service.
With all the AI.
Before my watch, the same stuff happened.
With all the AI, with all the computer systems, you're worse than if I took a horse and picked up the mail and delivered it 2 miles down the road. That's you. I hope you got that on camera. This is the response that the postmaster just gave Congress when he doesn't like what he hears. Literally covered his ears and gave himself the grade of A. And with that, sir, I rest.
Can you believe it? How childish of the postmaster to cover his ears like a five-year-old.
Like a five-year-old. He put his hands up on his ears.
Not listening.
And quit listening.
Wow.
It was pretty funny. But you had to know he was going to draw the ire of that congressman who was already mad at him.
Right.
When he acted like a five-year-old and plugged his ears.
It's interesting. Trump appointed this guy, so you wonder what's going to happen now. But when you actually look at the numbers, and James Comer pointed this out, he said, look, USPS lost nearly $10 billion this year, and the estimated loss for USPS next year is expected to be about $6.5 billion. So how DeJoy can sit there and say, you know what, I'd like to give myself an A. How can you even say that with a straight face?
Here's my take on it. I know some great people who have worked for and continue to work for the post office, and I think it's largely a thankless job, because when I do go to get stamps, seems like there's always a line. There's only two people working. For the most part, they're always pleasant, despite all the BS they have to put up with people asking dumb questions. But what I've started doing now when I go to mail something is I want to track it. I want a receipt when it arrives, and that way I know it's going to get there. Somebody used the example one time, if you're so confident in the Postal Service, and this was in relation to voting by mail, go to a post office down the street and mail yourself $500 in cash. If you're that confident in the Postal Service, go put $500 bill in an envelope and $500 bills and mail it to yourself. And if you're not confident enough to do that, we have a problem. So part of the problem is technology, just like the congressman said. People aren't using the Postal Service as much. Now, you would think that would make their service easier, but they still have to go to every mailbox on every street in America every day and deliver junk mail or whatever the case may be. What's the disconnect? I mean, I don't know why that isn't easy to fix.
I agree. And DeJoy, I guess, has been trying to add some 100,000 workers. So you think the combination of people not using it as much, they're turning to FedEx or UPS or whatever the case may be, and them adding workers, you'd think that they would be super fast at this point. In fact, I remember when I was at KMOV, there were so many complaints about USPS that we went to all these different post offices all over the St. Louis area and mailed letters back to KMOV to see how quickly they'd get back. And some of them took well over a week. I can't recall which one. I mean, we were everywhere. Yeah. Different counties. It was sad. Really sad. I would think if I'm mailing something here in the St. Louis area that it would get there, if it's going locally, within a day or two max.
Wouldn't
if I'm mailing something to, you know, today, I expect it Saturday morning, if not tomorrow. If we're talking just 20, if that, miles down the road. I understand if it's a different state or whatever the case may be, but it's been bad. Maybe there will be an overhaul of this. I know they're looking at this for DOGE, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, among the many areas of the federal government that they're looking at, ways to cut. What are we doing that's not working, that's now a waste of money? Might be one of them.
A while back, they looked at reducing how many days a week they deliver, or not delivering on Saturdays anymore, or just delivering Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or something like that. And that was rejected as a possibility. I don't know how much the role the union played in that, because I do think that probably played a role in how they can control labor.
Here's something that I find interesting. You know how they always give you the date that you have to ship something by or send something by in order to get it there for Christmas? If I'm remembering correctly, I thought it was typically December 20th would be the general cutoff day. Now I'm looking at it, it says December 18th for USPS Ground Advantage, December 18th for first class mail, and December 19th for priority mail. So maybe they're doing little changes like that, like, it's going to take us a little bit longer to guarantee that it's going to get there by Christmas.
I am getting ready to mail some gifts to some people, as I talked to you about a few minutes ago off the air. And I'm going to try to mail it today, because I just don't have a lot of confidence if I wait any longer that it'll get to where it's going, because it's going to the East Coast. And I have three different people on the East Coast, and I'm just not convinced that it gets there by Christmas.
Mm-hmm. My husband and I were talking about this last night, and he was saying that, and I could be not telling the story correctly, but is it that FedEx was actually an idea by some high school student or college student who was trying to come up with a solution to how slow USPS is, and they initially thought that it was a stupid idea, that the whole FedEx concept would never work, and then look how much it took off.
Yeah. No, I'm not surprised. I seem to remember some version of that, but I can't bring up names or anything in my mind.
Well, maybe.
But it worked beautifully. Look at Amazon.
I know.
I used to think that was the stupidest thing ever, or that it was an inferior product or whatever. And now, I would much rather get on my computer and order something that's going to be there maybe this afternoon than fight the traffic on Mid Rivers Mall Drive to drive to the Home Depot. I mean, honestly, just, sometimes it's just easier.
And sometimes it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I've seen products in store and you go on Amazon and they're, I mean, it's like a dollar or two, but still that adds up.
Yeah.
I hate that I like Amazon. I don't want to because I don't like what the company stands for. But it's we're at the point in society where so many of these companies are woke. You have to pick and choose.
But I still like to, I also will say that I like to go to local brick and mortar businesses.
Yes, I like to support local when I can. Absolutely.
I'll just say it out loud. You, if you're looking for something specific to repair your home, you're going to get much better help generally at Ace Hardware than you're going to find at Home Depot, where sometimes you can fire a gun down the aisle and not hit anybody, right? You can't find help, but there's always somebody at an Ace Hardware that can help you.
Not only that, but when you talk to these sometimes kids at Home Depot, nothing against them because I actually do really like Home Depot. Some of them
some
have not a clue what a screw even
I know,
is. I'm like, what? Some of them are very knowledgeable. Same with Lowe's. But man, I've talked to some and I'm like, do you even know what this is? Have you ever seen a screwdriver?
It's hard
do
to
you
get
know
good help.
What that is? Should I show you a picture of one? Can you please help me?
It's hard to get good help.
These days, customer service, it's over there.
I'm not saying I haven't.
Walk me to the aisle, please. Show me where it is. Don't just tell me, it's in the back left corner of the store, aisle over there.
Michelle says, when I walk into Home Depot, I look for somebody that reminds me of my dad, and that's the person I try to talk to. Because they're most likely to have good information for me. That is funny.
Get more at 971talk.com.